Well, good evening, Dr. Stan, here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers. And, of course, we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the first part of this program. We have with us this evening Dr. Carrie Savage, who is a board-certified internist who treats a number of AIDS patients. He's an infectious disease specialist as well. Before we get into the program, though, I wanted to briefly comment on the elections that are coming up in California tomorrow, which I think are so vitally important. Now, we had, as our guest this afternoon on our program, Senator Tom McClintock. And for those of you out across America who don't know Senator McClintock, he is the conservative leader here in California. He actually ran for governor, and had Arnold not had the entire media and tens of millions of dollars behind him, why Senator McClintock would be our governor today. But all of the media supported Arnold Schwarzenegger, just about, and of course with his name recognition, why he became our governor. Now, in the exit polls, why they asked people who they voted for, and 15% voted for Tom McClintock, about 56-58% voted for Arnold. Then they were people were asked, who would you have liked to vote for? If you really could have voted for who you wanted to vote for, and about 54% said that they voted for Tom McClintock because he was the one that they really wanted to be governor. But, well, after all, we were told, my goodness, you know, if you vote for Tom, why, it's a vote for Cruz Bustamante, and you wouldn't want that radical leftist here as a governor. So they were more or less manipulated into voting for Arnold, which is exactly what happens over and over again. Well, of course, Governor Davis had put in a budget of $71 billion. Now, that was, I don't understand, there are two budgets. One was 71 that he put in, another one was $100 billion. Now, but the spending legislation was for $71 billion. We recalled him. Arnold is putting in a budget for $79 billion for next year. He hasn't really cut anything significant. If Proposition 57 passes, simply we're going to borrow $15 billion. We're not going to cure anything, and next year we're going to have the same problem over again. There's about $20 billion that could easily be cut without taking anything out of education or the essential services, and Arnold refuses to do it. I believe that the legislation that we have, the various initiatives, 55 is for $12 billion, because it's a 30-year bond, so it'll really cost us $24 billion by the time it's paid off. 56 is so that the legislature can now increase taxes with only 55% of the vote rather than 65% of the vote. It'll be a disaster if that passes. 57 is to borrow $15 billion so that Arnold doesn't have to do what he was elected to do, and that's going to cost another $6 billion over the next few years just in interest rate. So he's going to try to borrow to get us out of debt. And then of course Proposition 58 is a cap on spending, but it really isn't going to mean anything. They could do this, you know, simply by not spending so much. Well, anyway, what needs to be done is very seriously consider all of the initiatives, and I personally think that they are all a disaster. You're going to have to decide what you're going to do tomorrow, but let me just caution you that there is no way that we're going to get out of debt by borrowing more money, and that's the big problem in California. And with that as a background, I'm going to want to introduce our special guest for this evening, Dr. Carrie Savage. Carrie, are you there?
Here I am.
Thank you so very much for being with us. And
thanks for the update on these bills.
Well, I'll tell you what, I just felt moved to want to do this, because if we vote, you know, for 56, they will be able to increase our taxes anytime they want to. Hold just a moment, we'll be right back here. All right, Dr. Stan here, and our guest is Dr. Kerry Savitz. And now, of course, you treat an awful lot of AIDS patients. Why don't you sort of bring us up to date on what's really happening in the AIDS epidemic? You know, we used to hear that there were about 40,000 people getting the disease every year, with 20,000 people dying. Do we have any idea how many people are infected in America today? How many have died so far?
Well, it's estimated, Stan, that the number that have died is something like 600,000 plus now, maybe closer to 700,000.
Here in the United States now?
Yeah. Globally, we've had over 60 million infections, probably 20 to 30 million deaths. And there's nothing's really happened in this epidemic from the very beginning because we never did public health, as you pointed out yourself from the beginning. This is the unnecessary epidemic. There's only one thing that's happened in this epidemic that has been significant, in my opinion, and that was in 1983 when the AIDS virus was discovered, this little tiny retrovirus. And that gave us the opportunity of being able to identify who was infected and then institute a massive public health program. Well, we chose to ignore the fact that we could institute public health by knowing who was infected, and so nothing's really happened. And that's pretty much how I see it. It's gone unabated. Public health has been a spectator on the sidelines, and we continue. We're at a pretty much of a steady state right now, meaning that in the United States, we probably have about 180 to 250 new infections every day. Some people feel it's about 40 to 50,000 a year in that ballpark. And I don't see anything that's changing this. We hear a lot about the death rate dropping, and yet I'm just reading tonight that the number of new infections on AIDS went up in Los Angeles County, in Los Angeles County in between 2000 and 2001. It's all old data. The number of new infections in the United States, 27 states rather, Stan, had reported an increase in number of new cases. And it's all inaccurate data. It was required by law through the Ryan White Act that the CDC would be receiving accurate information from every state by 2004. This never came to pass. In California, we're still battling to have prenatal screening part of the routine panel. We finally got a bill passed even after it was watered down last year. This was Dutra's bill, AB 1676, and now it's on the list of bills for that the governor stated that he would veto, or he would.
Hold just for a moment there. Okay, fine. Well, let's just touch on that again. Now, for our listener out there, what are the basic elements of public health when you have a sexually transmitted disease, and a disease that would be transmitted from a mother to her unborn child would be prenatal.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to go to the hospital. Thank you. 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 Thank you.